In today's readings, we get the problem and the solution. The problem comes to us in the first reading. We recognize that we are sinful. We have wandered away from God. Our hearts have been hardened. Even a cursory look at the world around us sees that things are not as they should be. Not everyone in the world has enough to eat. Pope Francis made the remark in his latest encyclical that perhaps we are fighting World War III a little bit at a time all over the world. We are in the midst of a raging pandemic that shows little signs of abating. We can see big problems that reflect what is heard for us in this first reading. Then we can think of little problems that are also a part of our life. I don't know about you, but there's a part of our life, at least a part of my life, where sometimes the most challenging people to get along with are the people that I love the most. I'm not quite sure why that is true, but sometimes it is. I know that in my own life, I don't always pray as much as I should. I'm not always as kind as I should be. I don't always think of the needs of others in my own life. The problem is clear. Fortunately, the gospel reading gives us the solution. Watch for God. It's very interesting that when you look at the spiritual practices of many religions in our world, this idea of being awake or being watchful or being on guard is in fact a very common theme. In fact, in Buddhism, where life is itself is defined as suffering, the solution is to be awake. To recognize that not having what we want can be a cause of suffering. Or having those things that we do want that we can't get rid of, like an illness, can be a cause of suffering. But unlike in Buddhism, where the solution really is to recognize that you are nothing, in other words, literally nothing, no personality, no individuality, in Christianity, the solution is this relationship with Jesus, who is always present to us in our lives. And the season of Advent begins with helping us to recognize how important it is for us to be on the watch for the presence of God. That if we are really to confront the evils in our world and the evils in our own life, the only one who is capable of helping us to do that is the Lord Jesus. But how do we watch? How are we awake? What is it that we need to do in order to see Jesus more clearly? I'd like to offer some suggestions for Advent. Advent is kind of a hybrid season. There are aspects of Advent that are penitential. We needed a Savior because we sinned. His coming was a cause of great joy and happiness because our sins could be forgiven and we could be saved. It's also a time of expectation. Where is it that God will appear to us today? I'd offer a few suggestions. If you go to the U.S. Bishop's website, usccb.org, there are a couple of resources that could be helpful to increase the ability to watch. One is that on the website, there is a daily Lectio Divina, literally sacred reading, where there is a very deliberative reading, or if you're an English teacher and you're used to the Common Core, a close reading of particular spiritual texts, usually scripture, but not limited to scripture. And it's a way of focusing in on a particular phrase that maybe God is asking to catch your attention. And each day there are Lectio Divina reflections on the bishop's website. Another way would be also on the bishop's website to look at the daily readings for Mass. Perhaps it is the case that because of work or other obligations, you're not able to go to Mass every day. But the readings are available, and maybe you focus on a particular reading during this Advent season, a first reading, a gospel, maybe a line from the psalm. And ask yourself, how is it that God is speaking to me today through these readings? Maybe part of what you do is to develop a place in your house that's going to be a sacred space for you. Maybe it's something as simple as a desk where there is some kind of religious image that reminds you of the presence of God. Maybe a Bible, maybe a statue, something like that. And maybe you decide that you're just simply going to sit and to listen, waiting for God to say something deep in your heart and in your life. Maybe you're going to pick up a book and decide to do some spiritual reading. I'd recommend a book I read every Advent. It was recommended to me by a person I thought was very holy. It's a classic. I think it came out in the 50s. A book by Carol Hauslander called The Reed of God. And it's a book about the Blessed Mother, who in many respects is the figure of Advent. Waiting, having this miraculous experience of God, touching the extraordinary and the miraculous, that she was able to say yes, and her life was changed in a way I guarantee she could not have possibly imagined, but she was faithful. Whatever it is that you do to wait and to watch, it seems to me that if there's a year where we need to look a little harder for this presence of God, it is this year. We are in the midst of a global pandemic. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. I want it to be over. I don't know that it's going to be anytime soon. And so I have to ask myself, where is God in the midst of this pandemic? What is it that God is trying to teach me? What good is God trying to bring out of the evil of this pandemic? At the very least, it's caused me to pray more often. As I joked with the brothers that I live with, maybe I haven't gotten better at prayer, and so the pandemic continues. And so I promise to do my part to try to pray more strongly that perhaps the pandemic will come to an end. Maybe it was so that I could appreciate the people in my life a little bit more. But whatever it is, the goal of Advent is the goal of the spiritual life. To enter more completely and more deeply into a relationship with Jesus, one that lasts forever.